I said, I'd like to continue and soon Kuf Pei Dalet and try and do a three Sifim Dalet Hay and Vov in our Simon. I think we're up to in the sheets, number 21, right? Yeah, okay. So the situation here is it's some unusual. All three Simonim really talk about a woman who has some questionable time of the vest. That's not an obvious time or not an easy to pinpoint time. If you saw the some of the Ma'amar Kamos. So we'll start number 21 with the Balei Nefesh and the Ravid and Shara Tikan Avesta Simon Aleph. He says as follows, 21. If a woman taka always sees at tanetzachama, okay, you know, there's a question whether it's supposed to be hanetzachama or netzachama. In other words, in the slang referred to it as nates. You know, in the hey, we think of the hey idea, hanetz, the nates. You know, what time is the nates? But really, the word lahanetz, it's part of the shorish. But anyway, I'm not going to that problem right now. You can ask the Bali Dikdik about it. But in any event, so he says, The woman is not sure. You know, she sees it those wee hours of the morning. You know, again, not this time of year when sunrise at 7:20 or so. But you know, it's and even now it's hard to pinpoint the exact moment of an etzachama. So ikaman de omer says the rabbi, then aktina belechomer v'asura kol ha'layla v'chol hayom. In effect, we're not really sure. Right, it's possible that her versus was established. This is the time she always sees it, so it's possible that her versus. You're asking me the heinets. You know, in Shir Hashirim, there's a pasuk heinetsu harimonim. They blossomed. That's a good question. Liros Alginas goes your oddity. Liros bibe anachal and who know Liros bibe anachal Liros something heinetsu harimonim.
That's a question, right?
Hey, but Liros, Heinetsu, if Heinetsu. And there it is Heinetsu. So,
like Hekef, like Lahakif, Hekef.
Yeah, no, I get it. I'm not sure. Liros, Parcha, what is it? Parchas, Agefen, Heinetsu, Rimonim. Parcha, Agefen, Heinetsu, Rimonim. Anyway, so whatever it is, but the Ravid says that we're Ikeban Dahmer, the Nakhtinan, Bala Chumra, Vasur, Kalalad, Chalayom. You have to imagine her vessel is going to be the day, the night, and the day because we're not sure whether what exact point her re is. Okay, and that's one. Okay, actually, but the chumah v'asur kalam chum. But v'ikama the rakevin the vessels are abundant. But others say since vessels are abundant, and certainly kol shekain samach le vessels. Remember, we're talking about answering her in the period leading up to the moment of her expected Maria. Hilchah chavale sfeke the abundant ulakula. Therefore, it's a sfeke the abundant ulakula. Now. Second of all, kula, but you can't eliminate both, right? You can't eliminate both. There's a famous run in Psachim, you know, I don't know what I'm talking about. There's a famous run in Psachim regarding the Arba Kosos. There is a din that the Gemara has a question, which of the Arba Kosos require Haseba? The Gemara Psachim in Daf Kuf Ches says that there's a Machokas, two man, I don't think they identify the speakers in either case. It just says the Chad Amar that these the first two kosos require Haseba, and the Chad Amar the last two kosos require Haseba. And the Gemara gives svaras for each one, right? The first two require because that's when you're talking about the story, and the last two kosos are after Sipri Sis Mitzrayim, so it's done already. On the other hand, the first two we're talking about the Sheba, and after the meal we're like free, so the last two, okay, whatever it is. So we request the conclusion of the Gemara is that we do Haseba. We recline by all Arba Kosos. So the rabbi in the back of Psachim asks, what do you mean? First, Haseba and Arba Kosos, both are only doing the Rabbanan. So Sveikin Rabbanan Lekula. So he has two famous answers, both of which are around the Halacha. He said, Sveikin Rabbanan Lekula, you know, what's the big deal here? You have to do Haseba? Is it such a big Tircha? He said, we don't apply Sveikin Rabbanan Lekula when there's not really much of a Tircha. Okay, so you have to tilt a little bit in this direction. So you know, big deal. You know, I mean, Haseba in general, just as a side point, I mean, I never enjoyed Haseba when I was growing up because, you know, basically you're leaning on your brother or your cousin's leg, you know, and it's uncomfortable to everybody. When I started the oldest, I had made my own Seder and I have a chair with arm armrests. Oh, it's very comfortable, actually. It changed the whole tone of the mitzvah, the whole tenor of the mitzvah. Oh, no, taka, much more comfortable. But anyway, it's really not such a big deal to tilt a few inches to the left. So we'll do it by all four. You know, it's not such a big tircha. Like, you know, when you come, your flight is landing, so they make you put your seat up. I've never really understood that. I don't see with those 4 inches, you know, now you tilt forward, now I'm much safer. I don't know. Maybe there's some of the statistics. But in any event, the same is that's the one answer to the Ran. But the other answer to the Ran is more of a principle answer. He says that we don't apply Sekhet Avon Lekula when doing so will eliminate the whole din. Because we're going to say Sekhet Avon Lekula by any of the Arbacosas. In other words, because you're going to say the first two, well, the machlokes, so check it out. It needs it, doesn't need it. Check it out, cool. We won't be doing a saver. Now we come to the second pair of abrikosas, the last two of the abrikosas. We'll say, well, check it out, cool. We won't do it. So you're going to eliminate the whole thing. So the Ran says that you don't say check it out, cool, when doing so is going to basically effectively eliminate the whole thing. So in a certain sense, that's what the Ravid is saying over here, right? He's not saying it, but he. But he came out that came in the vessel well and kosher against some of the vessels. So he'll have a sprinkle on the cooler, but we can't knock it out entirely. We can't then say neither unit of time is going to be also. And then we did away with the whole din. Therefore, below chashina elayom shuvada be mainly dasa. So here we have something to be machri in one direction, namely the daytime is zikr. In other words, even if the daytime is certainly the time of her period. Okay, definitely in the dosa, right? The daytime is definitely, maybe it was a night, okay? But even if it was a night, but the daytime, she's awesome and she got her period ready, right? So the daytime is zikr, is certainly time where she's asura, she's dosa. So therefore, that's what the rabbi said, Mistabra kavosei, he says that Mr. Stoma, that's correct. Now, the first opinion is that she's also both a night and a day. And the rabbi doesn't like that one. He says that's not really correct. It's only going to be during we're shaking the bottle of kula. We'll have to pick one. So we have a tzad to pick the side that she's going to serve during the day because that's a vada. She has a period then, right? She gets an etzachama. Now, if you look in the Bala Nefesh of the rabbi, I don't know if I mentioned this in the past. There are different editions of the Bala Nefesh, and it's broken up sometimes differently. But you have what's called the Sela HaMachlokas or the Hasagas of Rabbi Nizrachi Alevi. That's the Bala Mor. At the Bar of Rabbi Nizrachi, raised Zion Hay here in the title of 22, Asagas Harazot. That's Rabbi Nizrachi Halevi, the Baal Amor. We call the Nizrachi, I mean, the shine. So he called the Sefer the Baal Amor. He called the Sefer Amor. He's called the Baal Amor, right? So the Baal Amor wrote Hasagas to the Balei Nefesh of the Ravid. So sometimes it's called Selah HaMachloka, sometimes printed on the bottom, sometimes printed on the back. There's different editions. And sometimes, I use the order, obviously, that's in the database here. It's sometimes, I'm just letting you know, in case you want to look it up. If you should have the Bala Nefesh derived, and it has the Selah HaMachlokas, the Bala Mor, either on the back or the bottom. But I'm just letting you know in advance that the numbers not necessarily match what's on the page here, because there are different arrangements. Okay, just to make you aware of that. But here, it's Siman Aleph for Oz Gimel. That's on the database. But Lav Dafka, that in your own edition, so you take a look. But anyway, on this issue, the Baal HaMor writes, Od Kosmer Rav Hech Devagil Mech Mechzer Neitzachama Olach Neitzachama Vade Nakhtin Lechumer Vasur Kol HaVechal Yom. And he says, Nearly Bezeh To Sofer. He doesn't imagine anybody can hold like that. I mean, at the end of the day, the rabbi doesn't accept that shita either. But he doesn't understand that whole shita. Okay? V'ein HaKachi HaTzadar Lo Yadinan Ikodim Ilo Yadinan Ikodar Tzom Olach Neitzachama. It can't be. See, look at the words in the first line of 21 in the rabbi's text. Lo Yoda, she doesn't know. What do you mean she doesn't know? So then how you call her vessels? She doesn't know. She doesn't know when it is. Okay, so you can't be Kobeya Vessas if she's not sure when it is. I'm not sure. Was it 3 o'clock? Was it 5 o'clock? What do you mean? If you're not sure, so you're not Kobeya Vessas. Right, so it can't be. He doesn't like the fact that it says, Lo Yod Oh, he called the honey to Ama Ola Achranada. She didn't know what time it was. She didn't know what time it was, and we can't talk about being Kobeya Vessas. So the answer is she knew what time it was, but he prefers to say, Velo Yad Inon. Because again, there's this, the different sheet is about what exactly is Hanei Tzachama. Is it when the first tip of the sunrise, you know, when you've all seen sunrise at some point, right? So when the first, I mean, from here you can't really tell, but if you're by the ocean, you know, by the beach, you watch sunrise, so you can see the ball of the sun a little bit, you know, tip of, is that Hanei Tzachama? More of it has to appear, all of it has to appear and the different discussions about it. And we assume halacha in terms of vasik and everything else, just as soon as the tip of the sun, the top of the bull appears on the horizon. But anyway, the point is the Balamor time is that we don't, you know, we don't know exactly what time. Not that she's not sure. And he says, "Mikol makom kashali," and I still don't understand because if yeh suffix gedaber, ain't the regila rot panitza chama. If there's a suffix, how can we say she's regila to see? We don't. What do you mean regila to see panitza chama? The whole thing doesn't make any sense, right? I mean, look, the whole first line in the Ravid in 21 says the Balamor. It's very strange. Veheicha the regila lemechse panitza chama gufa. What do you mean she's regila to see? We don't know that she's regila to see at that moment, right? So the ain lot of kriyas vessas misafik el bedaber bar. It's an important line, right? We can't be talking about kovei vessas with. Well, I'm sure. I think it was just that's not kriyas vessas. Kriyas vessas with bedaber bar. If he regila b'hanei tzachama, aim is a shum safik. What we do is shum yom. Okay, but why not kinyan chumra? And I understand if the taki is nei tzachama, that's the definition of day. When the sun rises, that's a different definition of day. So what's going on? And we should be machmer again according to that first shita. Again, the rabbi doesn't accept that lemaisa himself. He quotes it as an ikam adama. I'm not sure what it is. Okay, and I see there's a one there. I couldn't find who it was. You have to look. Maybe some of your more modern editions of the Balei Nefesh, maybe the footnote tells you who it is. He doesn't say who it is, but whoever it was, the Balamor finds it very difficult to say, and he says, "I never heard of such thing." Okay, Ella Bayom Obalila. Okay, and that's what he says. And certainly the rest of Rabbanan, some of the Rahakil, I don't understand that sheet at all. Okay, at the end of the day, the Balamor, the Rabbi is not disagreeing. Okay, but I wanted to point that out. Now, if you take a look in the Rush, okay, So the Rabbi says again, we're only choshish for the day. We're only choshish for the day. And the Balamor fundamentally agrees. I mean, he doesn't accept that first possibility at all. Take a look in the Rush here by us. Anita Parak test Simon Bays. Again, it's identified as Simon Bays Ashenik. I told you the numbers start over again. Parak test of Masechet Anita. So 23. Kosev arrived at Zalim Regil. Leros Panitz Chama Lo Kimle Shapir. He caught him an eight to Olacharnate. Yesh Machmir Roshin Kolam Chalayim. Yesh Shom with the Cave and the Vestas to Arbon and Koshkan and Song Vestas. Hilchah Chama the Sefer Devan Kula. So again, the Rosh also says we're going to be Mekel, okay? Mekel halacha on this, like the Balamor says, and like the Rav himself concludes at the end. All right, we take a look at the Bach throws one important caveat in here. The Bach here in our Siman, in Kukuf Peitalim. Kosev arrived, Kosev arrived, Regila Rosman, etc. Tam and Mekilin who came with the Kodem and Atzachama on Yusufi. First, he spells it out, right? So before Neitzacham is a suffix, whether that was Imischil Liros Bo Imlab. Avala Achor Neitzacham of Vadai Shas Vesta. I mean, the Rabbi said it. I mean, you know, the Rabbi said it, but the Bach makes it maybe a little more clear, right? You follow, right? You follow why he says that the daytime is a Vadai, the time of a Vesta. And on Kam Vesta, the Renan Koshin Vesta. Hilcha, Kodam Neitzacham of a suffix of Bana, Ulakula. Lo Chashin El Yom, Shu Vadai, Main Rasa. Not really any suffix during the day. The day she certainly had it. Okay. Below Dami Lemisha Kosav Chakak with some of Rome, we caught him in its home, Rachan its home, the cave in the ancient Suffolk, the Vadis goes with our Tama, so we arrive at the boss at Chila Savasalina, Lomitsa El Bilaila, Ubayom, Kishir Nimshakbo. We'll see that sheet shortly. Okay, the Bach puts in, we're going to see in a moment that the Rabbi throws something else in. Okay, he says the reason we're Choshish only for the day is because the night was maximum, was a Suffolk. Okay, but the day is a Vadai. However, he continues. Mio, so that's the first point of the Bach. Okay, first point of the Bach again. It just explains why we're machmer in the day and not in the night, because the day is a vada, the night's only a suffix. Okay, that the Rabbi himself already said, and he throws something in which we'll understand better when we get to it in a moment. Okay, it's not the same as the woman who saw basically through that entire period. Okay, not that it was some suffix. She started to see before Neitzchama. She continued to believe, you know, for those few minutes into the day. That's something else, he says. We'll get to that shortly. But then he says, top of the next page, Miu kvar kasavti de b'chol vesa sheshir b'chum ador zarua. The Bach reminds us, what about the owner of the Orzaru we talked about yesterday, right? Don't forget about that, he said. And then the Bach is the only people who said that we should be cautious for it. So the Bach says, kvar kasavti b'chol, we saw yesterday, the b'chol vesa sheshir b'chum ador zarua. Lifros by Yom Delilah, Mitam Chashosh Azu. This was Dafka the case, right? This was Dafka the case that the Urza rule was about. Okay, if you just a moment. Do I have it here? It was on the previous sheet, I guess, the Urza rule. But you remember this? It was on the previous sheet, the Urza rule, I guess so. Okay. But if you take a look, that was the case that the Urza rule was talking about, right? So says the Baruch, let's remember the Urza rule, all right? Yeah, that you need the not only that owner in which she's expecting a period, but the entire owner before. So again, let's take a look. Miu kar kasavti the whole vessel is showing b'chumah the Urza rule live for a shom v'lanim v'tam chashash azu the shema tira imen etzachama v'toah he bein ro sof alayla ro b'tchilas hayom. In Cain, Kol Shekin Heichad, the Lokim was Shaper, Yesh Lino, Kiesh Machmir, La Osra, Kalayom, Kalayla. He said, certainly for Choshes, you are Zeruah, so the Shita number one in the Ravid is correct. It's going to be the whole night before also that you have to be Parish, the whole night before. And he says, that's the Chomer, the Zeruah, and Dafka, that's what prompted the Zeruah. This type of Suffolk about Netzacham is what prompted the Zeruah. Of Shulchan Aruch, Siv Dalad, which we'll see in a second, Pasak Heichad, the Lokim was Shaper, Eina Su Elo Bayom. So then for sure in this case you're going to say that she's asur both during the day and the night before, because here she's saying she's not sure what time it happened, right? So she's not sure what time, or we're not sure what time it happened, and that's exactly what prompted the asur in the first place, to say we got to be choshes for the time before. So certainly in this case, right? So that's the Bach's point. However, as he pointed out, if we take a look at 25, okay, here in Sif Dalad Asim, okay, the Mechaber does say, im regila liros b'anetzachama, v'lo kimlon shaper ikodam anetzachama akram, ein asura ela b'yom. See, Paskins like the Ravid, like the Balamor said, and like the Rosh said, that's like the Rover Rishonim say, and he doesn't bring in. And even the Bach mentioned again that's Enochanami, that's the halacha, but he feels it should be Machmir based on the Orzaru and so on, and the Yesh Machmir of the first sheet in that Balai Nefesh. The Shach here, it's in Kotni Gimel, right? Enochil Vayom, the Kevin, the Vestas are Banan, Havale Savat, the Lakula, the Enzorch Lifosh, Elabiyom, Shahayavad, the main Adosa, like we said, the name of the Rosh. It's all over that Philo Ross, a Kodaman Sechala. We call Mokum Hayom Hayavada made it also Mashena Kalila, exactly like we said before. But what the Shach throws in is that this same Nafkamina, the same rule will apply. We're talking Eitzachama. What if at the end of the day? It was the same issue, right? She saw Ben Ashmashas. So the Shach throws in, well, if he's there, he regularly rose Ben Ashmashas, the other end of the day, right? The low Kimlon, he called him Acha Laila, same suffix about Ben Ashmashas. Right, is it night, day, and so on and so forth? So we have the same issue. That's when she sees at the end of the day. Says the Shach is going to be the same issue. Okay, below Kimlon Ikodim Olachalala Ein Asura El Belaila. There it'll be Laila because of Vada. And the same logic, the same applies. I just want to, you know, it's an important point the Shach throws in. Okay, and then it's Sivkot Yedalad 26 Sivkot Yedalad. So Bach Kosa the Royal Hachmer we call suffering less we own the Lila, and so the Bach says this be machmer based on the own of yours rule. Okay, so that is Siv Dalad. Good? Yes, someone here? Good. All right. Yeah. Now next point. Okay, next point. A little different. 27. Again, the Ravid continues there in the Balai Nefesh and Shara Tikkun Avesu Siman Aleph 27. A little different. The Heicha Dergila Lemechza Ria Meruba. That's what the Bach that we saw back in the end, in the first paragraph 24 was alluding to. This case. Heicha the regil lemechzi ria meruba mikodem anetzachama ad laachar anetzachama. She saw her blood flow was such that the blood was flowing for that period of time. Ria meruba, right? She had a ria meruba from before anetzachama till after anetzachama. Right now. Not like the first case we just saw in Sif Dalad that had to do with it was not sure. There's some kind of suffix in the mix. There's no suffix here. She definitely started to bleed right before Netzachama and stopped right after Netzachama. It's not that long a time, right? So it could happen, right? So here says the Ravid, Ikamanda Amar Asura Belaila Vayom. She's going to be also the following month, obviously, that's what we're talking about, Surah. The following month, she's going to be choshesh for the Laila and the Yom. My time. Came with a he shaita kula shasa vesesi. Right, this is her vesis, and her vesis happens to touch upon two different units of time. So the Prisha Samach Levesis, so to speak, is going to have to be in both of those time slots the following month. Right? That's what comes out. The key words, Keva Dahi Shaita Kula Shasa Vesesi. That entire time is, this entire thing is her vesis. She'll be Asura both at night and during the day the following month because this is all her vesis. Right? Because she had this Ria Maruba from before night till after night. Right? And the Raya, from the Gemara that we saw it a few times, okay, of a Fila of Yossi, the Omar Af Yom and Vishos, that says, remember the Machokas of Yossi and Yehuda, and neither the Asan Gimel Beis, where Rabbi Yossi says you can pinpoint a vestas to the hour, right? Rabbi Yehuda looked at the whole 12-hour unit, that's the time. But he said, no, you can even pinpoint Rabbi Yossi even the hour. Af Yom and Vishos vestas, right? Moda the Shas Havestas Mi Asura. Rabbi Yossi also asked her during the time of the vestas. He just didn't extend it to the whole day. But here, that is her vestas. So the rabbi is saying, even according to Biosi, who says that we pinpoint the vestas to shows, good, but it's still going to that meal, the shash vestas meal, sasur, the shamish bekula. All right, she won't be able to have attachments the following month during that whole vestas time. And hilchach Rabbi Yehuda, damar kol ona shelah, it touches upon both times. You follow? So Rabbi Yossi, even Rabbi Yossi will ask her during that entire period, which will include part of the night and part of the day, and he'll extend it to the whole thing. You know, it's like what do you call it? You know, Venn diagram with the circles, right? So the circles, you know what I'm talking about? The circles overlap, like in the Olympics, you know, the circles overlap, right? So there's a shaded area in the middle, right? So here you have night and day, and then there's a period in the middle. She's in both, right? So according to Behudi, you touch in both. So then both times you come up. So that's an Ika Manda Omar again. However, he continues, the Ika, the fourth line of 23, the Ika Manda Omar, the Chol Kihai Gavna, Boser Tchilas Havesis Azlinan, Velo Mitzra El Balayla. The rabbi says, no, when it comes to being kosher the following month, okay, we only look at when did it start. In terms of the Samuch Levesta, Isser, the following month, we're going to look only at when did it start. And it started at nighttime, therefore, Lo Mitzra El Balayla. The Afal Gav, the Kula Shas Vestas Asula Shaman Shafila, okay. Yeah, it's true, that Shas Vestas shall be Usher. But she won't be us for the rest of the day. And she'll be us, in effect, that night and as far into the day as the vessels lasted. Right? And she'll be us for the whole night, that some of the vessels, plus the vessels itself, however long into the day it went. Right? That's what he's saying. But Philip Yossi, Hanavila Shasa Vesta Bechud, of a lesser Eshelophon of Eshelach of Loa Srinan, Ela Lahi Ona de Tchilas Aveses. The din of some of the vessels to us for the whole unit of time, that only goes by the beginning. Therefore, says the rabbi, if she did a bedikah kodem etzachama the following month, and nothing happened, or also, then asur l'shamish kol osa shah, then during that time, a shah doesn't mean an hour, it means during that time when she got in her period in last month, she's asura, aval kol hayom muteris, but she'll muter the rest of the day. L'fisha ikar haveset b'tchilasahu. K'ramila, come on, she'ain't a shah kovesis laveset b'sokam eni dosa, we'll see about that. Alma, Kula, you may need their basaria kamaisa shadina lahu. Okay, everything goes by when it started. Okay, avel chanami so free a basa tchilasa shadina lahu. Anyway, the Rivet then says those are the two shitas. No, chana b'ham milso kihos or basar. Okay, I think the second opinion is correct. Not that she's going to ask it the whole night and the whole day, but the second one, it's the whole night plus that unit of time of the vessel itself till it stops. Haratanya brings a rive in the Gemara. Okay, so anyway, he says, So bottom line is ela onas halayla v'shas vesta. The last words hilcha ena asur ela onas halayla v'shas vesta bilvad. Okay, so he prefers the second opinion because he thinks that works out better with the Gemara when it says l'haysa l'mudu l'ros im ha'netzacham immediately. So then she's only asur at that point that vesta that moment from Yosi. The Yehuda says she's mutaris the whole night. Okay, but how's that going to be if you have to be choshish for the two things together? That's the Ravid's right. Okay, so that's the Ravid over here. If she sees, you know, again, she has this Riyah Maruba. Let's go over it again. She has this Riyah Maruba that extends from before the night to after the night. Some say the whole night, the whole day is a surah during the next month. And the Ravid prefers a second view that we go based on when the Vesta begins, okay, plus the entire time of the Vesta itself. That'll be what's also next month. But the owner before and after will not both be Osir. Okay, just in the beginning will be Osir, and that's the opinion he preferred. We take a look again in the Rosh, here in Nida, Paraktes, Simon Beis Hasheni, continuing 28. The Rosh writes, V'im regil liros v'im merubu mekonet zman ha'chonet zman, ikam ha'damar asur b'layla uvayom, v'shum da'hi shayt ha'kul shayt v'asi, and it's more or less, it's like, say like the Rabban. And the third line, v'ikam ha'damar d'chi ha'gav n'bos ha'tchilas ha'vesas lina, lo mitzah v'layla, af al gav d'chol shayt v'esas ha'vesas asur l'shamish. Again, the time of the vest itself, you're reminded that asur l'shamish. Okay? And this is v'yichriyahu ki ha'chzor basa. And the Rabban, and again, this is the Rabban. And he's machriya like this, Sor Basra. And, just a moment. Yeah, he also writes at the end, you know, it's Lemuda Leos Roa. The old stomach katani Leos Roa, Lamafi Ben Ria Maruba Leria Moetes, Hilchach Eina Asur Ela Onas Halayla Vishas and Vesas Bavad. So we have two sheets so far, Laila Vayom and the Laila plus the time of the Ria itself. That's how the Ravid learns, that's how the Rosh learns, and that's the Shomar Paskins here in Sifhei, okay, like the Maskan of the Ravid, the second opinion. Here it is, Sifhei 29. Im Regil Liros Ria Mikodam Anitzachama Ad Achar Netzachama Asur B'Layla Uvayom Kashir Anim Shachbo. Okay, good. So again, on this, the Shach, the Kotten Tezvav, Asur B'Layla, Debosar Tchilas Havesis Aslinan, 30, this is 30 Shach here in our Simon Sukkot Tezvav. The Bosser Tchilas Vesas Aslina can't cause a poskim. And again, he throws in, the Shach wants us to know that the same thing at the end of the day. Right? The Shach throws in again. Ophize, Imregil Liros Mikodam Alayla Ara Layla, Asura Kolayom Uva Layla, Kashir Nimshach Bo, will be the same thing. Okay, it'll be the, she sees just before nightfall. Okay, so it's going to be also that day, plus the year of time into the night, Uva Layla, Kashir Nimshach Bo. Okay, and then he adds again, but if you vimasha kasav the sukkot zayin the chumah diar zerua, so then asur kan kolav v'chov shalafanav uva yom shachar kashir nim shachbo. So then it's going to be a long time, okay? Because if she sees at the end of the day, let's say right before sunset, so the zerua makes you do two onus before that whole day and the previous night, right? That's what comes out according to the zerua. It'll be kolav yom shalafanav kolav laila v'chayom shalafanav yom shachar kashir nim shachbo. Okay. So that's kind of like you combine the Ravid and the Rosh with the Or Zeruah, it comes out to a long time. Okay? Just before night. So he just gives you both sides, right? Let's see it again. Second line of 30. In came the Hanates, Rekodom Hanates, actually, I should say. Kodom Hanates, Asura Khan, Kol Halayla. Right, she normally sees just before sunrise. So then she's Asura that whole night leading up to that sunrise, plus the whole day before, right? And the day after, as long as she had her period, as long as her vestas lasted. So it's a whole day, a whole night, plus a few minutes it is into the next day when she had her vestas. You follow the Shach saying? And he said the same thing at the other end. If she sees the very end of the day, right before Shkia, like I said before. So it'll be also that whole day, the night before that, and this night, as far into Kashir HaNimsha, that's the Shah. I printed the Bach, take a look at 31. The Bach here in our Simon, only because he introduces the third sheet, which I don't know who said it. Okay, he's not disagreeing, but he's not disagreeing with Halacha, but he does introduce a third sheet, the Bach does. So I don't know why they put, you know, the newer editions of the show of the tour, you know, the more, what's it called, Shiras Dvar or something like that, the, you know, the new editions of the tour that all you have. You know, the old days, you know, the tour was looked very different. Now the things are nicely arranged in paragraphs, and they also match up in the Bach and the Beis Yosef, you know, what it's referring to in the Shulchan Aruch, what Sif the Shulchan Aruch is talking about. Look back in the old tours, you don't see that. You know, it's much more difficult to find things. It's not what we used to. The newest farm, which I think I mentioned in the past, you know, my son, who also learns nicely, doesn't like to use any of my sarm because he, you know, again, I have the old style sarm. And I once, when I started reprinting all these sarms, I made a commitment to myself that I'm not going to start buying sarm that I already have just because they're now newer editions, you know, with nice footnotes and nicer print and so on. So if my first break in that commitment was the Minchas Chinuch. The B'chan Yishan Minchas Chinuch that all of you use now. To take a look once at an old Minchas Chinuch. It's a different work. It's a different work. The old Minchas Chinuch, and now they break it up. They have many more paragraphs. Right? They break it up into paragraphs on the side to tell you what he's talking about. The old Minchas Chinuch, you know, you had to read pages. Sometimes Minchas Chinuch would just go on for pages, no period. just a steady stream, and it runs one topic to the other. My father, used to teach English here in YU for more than 40 years. And when he would sometimes want to explain an English composition, what is a run-on sentence? If there were B'nai Yeshiva in the class, he would say, Minchas Chinuch, you know, it just goes from one subject to another. You don't see that now. Now it's periods. And first of all, every third thing is Rashi Tevis in the old Minchas Chinuch. You know, it's very, very difficult. So I broke my promise or my commitment. I got the new Minchas Chinuch. It changed the work. And eventually I got the new tour also, because it also changed the work. And I got the Ritva with the footnotes and so on. You know, so, but, all right, anyhow. But so what I don't understand here is why the Bach, where it's, and it was that Vav in the beginning, is not from the Bach himself. The Bach did not line up what he was writing to parallel Shulchan Aruch. So I don't know why it's in Vav. It should be in Hay, it seems to me. But anyway, whatever it is, you take a look in his Bach. It says, in Regil Liros, we have Merubah, Pirish Gimel Svar saying. He has three Shitas. Svar Rishona, Keva Devest, and Imshach Mitok Sof Halayla, Ad Tok Tchil Sayom. In Cain, Tzarek Livro, which owns a Lila, which will invest in Subshu Sof a Lila, the Tzarek Livro, which Gam Kona Seom, which will invest in Shavest, who Gam Tzarek Livro. Again, the Venn diagram touches on both circles, so therefore, you got to be Machmar both. That's Svar Rishona. That's what the Ravid brought. Now he writes, this is a new one. Usvar Shinia, the Bosh of Tchilas Havest is Aslinan, the low Mitzar Ela Kol Halila, and that's it. In low Ross, a Kol Halila, Muteresh, Kolomba, Ain Tzarek Livro, Akhbiz Man Meshach Vessas, the Tchilas Hayom. You only have to do this middle sheet that I'm not sure who it is, but this middle sheet, the second sheet that the Bach quotes, says you only have to be porridge the next month at night. But even though the vest is extended into the day, when he takes it literally, it says go by tchilas haves, and that's it. That's all we look at. And then the third sheet, as far as haravid, the vadebas of tchilas haves is adinam, ela the tchilas haves nami asur kashir nimshakbo. Vim lo rasa. But if she didn't, then the next month, it didn't see at all, then the rest of the day is okay. So that's the Shona. I just want to show you that Shita of the Bach. He brings it into a middle Shita in the Jonas B'choshet. And I was thinking about it, you know, because why? She should certainly have to be, you know, choshesh for the verses, unless he says it's like, it may relate to the next topic. Now, it's a new day, therefore it everything goes back to the beginning. Everything goes back to when you started, right? I mean, the middle shita makes a certain amount of sense. Okay, I mean, no, the Rishonim that we saw didn't hold like that, and the Mechaber doesn't pass like that, but it does make a certain amount of sense. And you, yeah, okay, like a woman, as we'll see in a moment, has, you know, it's appeared for several days. So you go back to the beginning. Right? Go back to the beginning when it talks about priests of some of the verses. Okay? Everyone with me? Are we all here? Good. All right. Now, let's look at the last Sif Vav. Okay? A different case. Again, continuing in the Ravid. Bala Nefesh Tikshar Tukun Avestas Simon Alev. So here he writes in 32. The Isha Shilamuda Liros Ba'onosa Arba Yom Ochamisha Ritzufim. Okay? What if she sees, not just, you know, from right before sunrise to right after sunrise, but perhaps the more normal situation, okay? And things are different, and today, you know, better nutrition, so the blood flow is different, whatever. But she sees now for 4 days or 5 days, okay? She sees over the span of 4 or 5 days, okay? So now, what's the din here? So again, nem rubo shlosh aponim, three shitas is arriving at this point. You see, all these three sifim are related, but they're different examples of different cases. So he says here, this third one, again, the first one was a suffix situation. Second was no suffix, this is all right from before sunrise to after sunrise. Now the third one here is a case where she saw for several days. So yesh mi she'omer, she'ena chosheshe shalosh onos el yom rishon bilvad, ki hu ikar avesis. You know, when he says chosheshe shalosh onos, you have to wait for three times without seeing to pass for that to be canceled, right? So we're not going to, the following month, you're going to have to be chosheshe just liom rishon, okay? And then she'll need not to see during that time for three straight months to be okir to eliminate that day as a day of Yisur. Okay. Aval Sharya Mehaona, but the other days, two, three, four that she bled, Afa Pishilamudva and Kama Pomim Nakar Mehma Pamachas. Okay. They'll be uprooted even after one time. We had that Gemara too. Right? Remember that Gemara that ain't Isha Kovas Vesas be a token many dos. It's all considered one thing. You're not going to be covering new vessels. Commotion of first one is Manik Vesa Vesas. Hilcha, Haraim Kivesas, Shaino Kavu, Haim Nakar, but Pam Achas. The Aina Choshesh is Lahem, El Ona Achas. The Ravid says that some say, again, you don't have to be Choshesh for three Onos. You have to be choshes just for the first day, okay? Just the first day. Only the first day will require three times of not seeing to be uprooted. But the other days will probably one day. The only thing is, she will still need to be choshes for those other days the following month, according to the Shita. But for 1 month, she has to be choshes, like that we saw, right? You need a kviya for it to become permanent. But the following month, you're still choshes. So according to this Shita, she'll still need to be choshesh for that 1 month. So this is like one long vessis. This is like one long vessis. It's parallel to the Netzachama case. It's one long vessis. That one spanned two circles, right? 2 days, night and day, two units, rather, night and day. And this one spans more. So it's more like one long vessis. So the following month, she has to be choshesh for all those days. But only the first day, okay, but those other ones are uprooted if she didn't say anything at all, even once. Then they're uprooted for the month after that. Mashenek, in the first day, you need three times of not seeing it in order to be uprooted. Right? That's the point. That's Shita number one. You got it? So again, what the Ravid is saying, according to this Shita, in terms of the Kriyas Vesas, we look at the first day. Okay? We look at the first day. You have to be choshes for the first day. But in order to knock that out, you're going to have three days of three times of not seeing. But in terms of the rest of the days that she saw, even if she saw it three times in a row, it's knocked out after one time because it goes back to the beginning. That's sheet number one. Two, the yesh mishalvim, shafilu ona achas ena choshesh lehem, mishenem ela meshichas haveses. The second opinion is that the following month, you don't even have to be choshesh for days two, three, and four, right? They're not usher if she didn't see any dumb. Right? Am I making it clear here what's going on? In other words, the second shita, the first shita is that she saw. Let's say she saw days five, six, seven, eight of the month, fifth, sixth, seventh, and eighth of the month. So the following month, according to the first shita, she'll have to be choshesh that she'll be asur labayla on days five, six, seven, and eight. Okay, whether it's the day of the month or it's the interval, whatever it is, but she'll be choshesh asura those days. Right, but to uproot it, if taka nothing happened on those days, so then days six, seven, eight are out. The month after that, she has to worry. Still to worry at five, okay, because that's the ikke, that's when it started. That's the first shita. The second shita is that no, yesh mishalmer shafilo ona achas ena choshes. I'd say they all started the first day. It's all one continuum from day one. All right, the dam came the last few days, all came the first day. So only the first day is critical. So once there was no dam, let's say the following month, there was no dam on day five, you don't have to worry about day six, seven, and eight anymore. Right? The six, seven, eight, even the first month, even the first time. You don't have to be kosher even once for that. That's the second shita. Okay. Alma ain't lahem din vesir zaza. Hilcha kaiman sh'ava yom arisha v'lo rasa. Shuv ein ha'choshesha shari yamim. So you see the difference between Shita's 1 and 2. Right? Well, Shita 1, you still have to be choshesh for the other days, at least the following month, at least 1 month. And this is not even that. And 3, v'yesh mi sh'omer k'shem sh'choshesh is the rishon sholosh onos, k'achi choshesh l'kulon sholosh onos. All right? The third Shita is that you have to be choshesh for all of those days. And the only way we can undo them is by not seeing 3 times in a row on each of those days. Each day is like its own verses. And therefore, each of the 3 days requires not seeing 3 times in order to uproot the status. You follow? That's the third sheet, the Chumah. Okay? Yeah, so those are the 3 sheets that the Rabbi presents here. The Tam, Kevin Shanel, Biki, and Achshah Mari, Dama, Lobatik, and Abessas, the Kulu, Nashia, Idna, Toz, Mashin, Lud, Delo, Yadi, Benjamin, Nidil, Benjamin, Ziv, and so on. The Kaimalon, the Isha, Kavas, Alvesa, Besok, Acharas, Yomsh, and Nidil, Nidil, the Lavin, and Mamer, come on. Hilcha, Ika, Hachi, Stei, Hashoshos. Shema hayom arishon shalaves adam tor, v'shein hashlisha hayadam tomei. Maybe again, since we don't distinguish neither ziva, maybe the first two, maybe the first one was dam tor because it was not yemei neither. Okay, and the 2 and 3, we saw this also, right? I told you at the beginning once when I gave you all those introductions, everything falls back into place. You know, we see all these things that we learned coming into play here. Right? Right. So Shema Hayom Rishon Shavas Hayadam Tor, Vashena Shisha Hayadam Tor. We had those. I think we even had this case that maybe the first day was from the old. You know, was not a new thing. Right. Therefore, the Dam Tor. Who had Tchilas Shavas Yikaro? Inami Harishon or Hashena? I mean, Toch Achadasar. Vashishor is Tchilas Nida. Veruy and Kivus Vessas. Came the Ika Hanach Hashoshes. Kuli May Vessas Heim Ikar. Okay, you hear? Because we don't, maybe what I said before, our example case, you saw days 5, 6, 7, 8. Okay? But maybe day 5 was from Yemei, you know, was from Yemei Zivas, you know, Kobe Avesis. Right? Maybe that day can't count to the next day. Or maybe that's Dam Tor. So from the previous, not connected to the following flow, etc. So each one theoretically could be day 1, if you will. Each one is a new vessel by itself. Therefore, the following month is to be choshesh for it, and not only the following month, but 3 times. You know, you need 3 times in order to uproot it. Okay, everyone with me? That's the 3 shitas of the that he brings. What is he? How does he pasken? Miu legabe hay duchta miyeki time achrin de miboyle le mechash lechol yimeyona kedive amacher. I want to bring a raya, says the Ravid. That we should be machmer. The Ravid himself, we should treat each day its own vessel. It's like the third shita. Basically, the Ravid here accepts the chumadika shita, except the third shita. Okay. My time, it came with the ika shofaz, he can have a delefes ki shofaz, she'ena ele kriyachas, ha'fil a devas kol shiva, hilcha ha'vikulu yome ha'ono ki yom echad v'asho achas. This is a Gemara we didn't see, so I'm not going to emphasize that, but he has what he thinks of the Ravid from the Gemara. And he says, "V'ashkechon afil abiyosi the make of a chashash veses matir lefnei veses v'achav veses afil hachem b'shas veses modin chashinim hilchach miboyle lemeichash tlosa zimni lechol yemei haona ad the akulei tlosa zimni lekulu." Important, the last 3 lines that rhyme again. 3 lines at the bottom. Hilchach miboyle lemeichash tlosa zimni lechol yemei haona ad the akulei tlosa zimni lekulu. All right. And that's the shita of the Ravid. All right. So again, 3 shitas. All right. That the entire hemshech is considered like one shas of eses. All right. Number 2 is that the hemshech is not considered part of the eses. That's the kula dika shita. Number 3, each day is his own eses. The Ravid says he takes like the third shita. The Baal Amor. Here, okay, the Baal Amor again in the Hasagos of the Kosela Machlokas, or the Hasagos of Baal Amor on the Ravid, there at Simon Aleph, and that was Yud Aleph, according to this arrangement, 33. Old Kosav Hilchach Havelikoy Meonokyom Echor Shachas, and so on, right? So the Baal Amor said, I don't understand. Look at the end of the line. Who the Kosav Ro Ria Maruba Tokhan Etchon Achan Etchon, the boss of Chilas Rias Linon. The Ravid is so himself. Let's go back. What did the Ravid himself say back in the case of the Netzachama case? Not the Sophie case. It's case 2. Hey, back in 27. Okay? back in 27, the Ravid himself said, maximum, you only have to be choshesh for what? For, and again, in the case of a woman saw from just before Nate to just after Nate, you only have to be choshesh up until Meshach Hazman that she saw. But he didn't say you have to ask the whole day and the whole night. He rejected that sheet, the whole night and the whole day in that example case, right? Remember the case from before, back in the Ravid back before, 27. Right, he said, the Ravi, the bus of Tchilas Riyaz Linan. Okay, Asur Balalu Mataris Payel, except for that little period of time when it was the message. But if every Riyaz Dam is like its own vessel, he should have answered in that case too. All right, that's his time. Elavadai Shein Lachosh Elo Latchias Harahia, says the Balamor. No. We only look at the Tchilas Ariya, and everything else is considered an extension of that. An extension of that. So Balamor, again, disagrees with this Ravid, okay? And so we don't have to be machmer for that third Shita and say that each one of the days, she saw day 5, 6, 7, whatever, and we're going to say that she's now each of these days like its own Vesas, and we kosher the following month, and so on for those days, each one by itself, and it's going to need 3 times to uproot it. The Balamor says, no. Only Tchilas Ariya. Okay, the Rush also in the same place. And this is actually Simon Gimel, the second Simon Gimel, Parak Tes of Nida 34. The Isha Shinimshach Vesta Beis Yom or Shoshan Vigiyas Man Vesta Velo Rosh of a Yom Vesta. Mi Amrin and Tzrikli Vosh Mala Kols Man Vesta. In Regilio Shafas Velo Shoshan Vigiyas. Okay, Odilma Basta Tchilas Vesta. Same question. Okay, but look how he phrased it. Mi Amrin. What's the case again? Let's read from the beginning of 34 again. The Isha Shanimshach Zman Vesta, our case. Isha Shanimshach Zman Vesta, Beis Yomim, Oshosh Yomim, Vigia Zman Vesta, Velo Rasa. The next month, the Zman Vesta, she didn't see. Okay, beyond Vesta. Mi Arina Tzricha Lifrosh Mala Kol Zman Vesta. Okay, if this extends further, she's Shofas, she continues to flow. Another couple of days, Tifrosh Beis Yomim, Gimel Yomim. That's that sheet that the Ravid accepted. Is that what we should say? Okay, oh Dilma, Bashat Khilas of Esaslin, ki orech or orech bizmano ba, but domim shirachakav, domim is seremhain, di tosiba, just extra dam that, so to speak, should have come out the first day, but it took a few days for it to get out, but it really goes back to the first day. Okay, and therefore, shavra onos tchilas manavasas, eno tzricha lachos yoses. It's just the Rush, and in my opinion, Rush writes very clearly. You know, the Rush presents it, these are the two stories, these are two shitas. Okay? I think it's like the latter Sora. Okay, the Rosh is saying not like the Balamor. It's like the Balamor, not like the Ravid. He says it's the second, the latter Sora that I like. All right, and he brings a Raya from the Gemara again, which we saw. Okay, Mestaya Mehod the Tanan Perakamo Afal Pisha Amudai Shaita Tzriach Lis Bodek Es Chutz Min Anida Yeshem Es Adam Tor. All right. Okay, the woman doesn't have to. That's the Mishnah on Yud Aleph, printed in 35. The Mishnah back on Yud Aleph and off. We saw it already a few times. Afal pi shomu daya shaita, but tzrichal yos bodekes chutz min anida. Nida doesn't have to be bodekes. Also, Yeshevez Adam Tor doesn't have to be bodekes. Why not? Because we already know what she's going to find when she's bodekes. Right? There's no purpose. Right? Rashi says in 36. There indeed you get off on Alam. Afal Pisha Amr Daya Shaita. Pisha, that's talking about Isha Shesha Vesas, right? The only thing she has the Vesas, you only have to go back either till 24 hours or to, what do you call it, to Les Bedika. Tzvichel is Bodek is Bechoyam Shachas Arvis Kishanash. She should still inspect herself. Talking about a woman who's working with Taurus. Chutz Min Hanida. Misharasi Yom Echad Tmeya Shiva. Once she saw one day, Samid Arashi, she submit automatically Tmeya the next 7 days. The Aina Tzicha Bedika called Shiva. She's below Ria Hitmeya. What's she doing the examination for? She's Tmeya anyway. Right? We know she's Tmeya. What's she bothering doing the Bedika for? Okay, to find out what? She's already Tmeya anyways. Whether she has Dam or she doesn't have Dam. It's not going to change anything. I didn't say it correctly before. We know what she's going to find. I mean, I meant it doesn't matter what she's going to find. Right? Because she's Tmeya anyway. So what's the purpose of doing the Bedika? Or Yoshev is Adam Tor. The Lama Labadika, Filotira, Adam Tor, Filotira, Adam Tori. What do you mean? Same thing. It's automatically Torah during this time. So what's the purpose of doing Badika? Yeah, that's the Gemara. So that's the Mishnah. Right, so back to the Rosh now, five lines to the bottom, back to the Rosh. You have Amrino, Abi Gemara, Chutz Anida, the Betochim and Issa ain't Sirk Lidok. So the Gemara said, Hani Chalre Shalke Shama ain't Isha Kavasa Vesmi Amimimimida. El Abi Yochan and Amar Isha Kavasa Vesmi Amimida said, Tivdo, Dilma Kavala Vesmi. She should do a Bedika anyway, because it may have to do with establishing a Vesmi. Even though it won't make a difference in terms of Tum and Tara, right? She's going to be Tumaya anyway, because she's an Ida, but maybe this will contribute towards being Kavaya Vesmi. That's the Gemara. Then even according to Eish Lakish, you have to know what to do the next month. Elavada, even according to Eish Lakish, who says that that you are Koveya, okay, I'm sorry, that you cannot be Koveya Vesmeni Dosa. She should still do a bedika because it'll impact what the husband has to depart from her next month. You follow? You hear what I'm saying? Right, the Rosh is saying that's like the I'm like the Balamor. Arrived cost of Shakosman Meshwis or Khaja Ko and I was indoor in there. But you understand the Rivid's Ryan? You know the Rosh is Ryan? Okay, let's spell that again. Let's look at the Gemara again. We said that the Afish Amr Shai Dai Shaita Tzvichus Badek is Chutzman Anida. Anida doesn't have to do an exam. Doesn't have to do an exam. Because what's the purpose? She's Tmei anyway. Right? Nothing, not going to help. It's not going to impact anything. So the Gemara asked, let's look at 37. The Gemara in Yud Aleph Man Aleph, which the Rosh quote just quoted, Chutzman Anida was talking about the Lobay Vidika. Hani Chalish Milokish. Okay. The Rish Lakish is of the opinion that she can be Koveya Vesem in the Yemei Ziva, but not the Yemei Nida. So the Shapra, I understand that. Let's see Rashi in 38. Right, the 15th is going to be for sure in the 11 Ziva days, right? Because it's Shon Rosh Chodesh, so now 7 days go by. That's Nida. Now the next 11 days till 18, you may Ziva, but she saw day 15. So, so according to Rish Lakish, Ein Isha Kavasa Vesoch Menidasa. Okay, so then I understand. Okay, she can do it Besoch Zivasa, but not Menidasa. Let's look at Rashi, right? That again, we saw this already, but I want to go over it again. B'tochim eizivos, you're going Ross of Rosh Chodesh, V'chaz of Ross of Tetzel Chodesh, Gomez Yom Shiroi Leziva, Dahani Yudal of Yom Shvinil Lida. V'chaz of Ross of Rosh Chodesh, V'tesel Chodesh the second time. V'chaz of Ross the third time, V'tesel Chodesh, V'lo Ross of Rosh Chodesh. The third time, she's on the fifth without seeing Rosh Chodesh. Shekavala Vesel, Tetzel V'chodesh. Umitztarfin, Tartarius, Dmeiziva, Lahachmi, Lakris Vesel. The first two, even though they landed in the Yemei Ziva, will now add on or be attached to this third Riyah, which wasn't the Yemei Ziva because she hadn't gone back to the Yanida yet, and now it's Kovasa Vesis. That the first 2 days, even though they landed in the Yemei Ziva, contribute towards establishing a Kriyas Vesis. Good. That's Yemei Ziva also. But the Ein Isha Kovas, next Rashi, the Ein Isha Kovas, the Yemei Dosa, go. Rasa Rosh Chodesh, the Chodesh Rasa Vachamish Vichodesh. The Hanu Yemei Nidus, the Chodesh Rasa Od Pamim. Okay, during the days of the Nida, she can't be Kavas and Uveses. All right, so according to Reish Lakish, it works out. Next Rashi, Shapir, son of Masisi, the little boy Bedika. Dila Tmuya, if you're worried about her finding herself Tommy, she's already Tommy, Tmay. Really, Boveses, Veleda, Imtishana Vesel, Shamilom, Acher, Shain Lumuda, Aksha, Amr, the little cover. So according to Reish Lakish, there's no need for Bedika. Right? That's what the Gemara says. As I understand, according to Reish Lakish, right? Why there's no need for Bedika. Is everyone with me? I'm saying this quickly because we did it already, but everyone remembers it? Yes? Okay. However, going back to the Gemara, Ella 37, the second line, there in Nidiyot, Alpha and Aleph, Ella, there be Yochanan, the Amar Isha Kovasla Vesus of Minidasa. So Tindog, Dilma Kavala Vesus. The woman should do a Bedika anyway. In a Hanami, it's not going to have any impact in the Hilchus Tumah Tara because she's Tumah anyways. And it's not going to, but it will, maybe that's part of a Vesus. Right? So, אבל רבי יוחנן, כי אמינא אנו, היכד חזית ומאין סוסם, אבל חזית ומאין פסוק, הוא עמי. I only said that she we cover the main nida in a limited circumstances. Bemayin sosam, that's Rashi 38. Kefarish aliba de biyechanan b'shili pes manos kusim. Kegon de chazoy reishiacha reishiacha v'asim chamisha reishiacha. Tabi ria basraisa b'main nidusa. Afilo hachi have kriyas vessas reishiacha. What I meant, says Shmuel, not Shmuel, biyechanan. What I meant, says biyechanan, is that if she saw, let's say, on Rosh Chodesh, the second of Rosh Chodesh, so she saw Rosh Chodesh, now the 25th, and again, still on Rosh Chodesh. The third Rosh Chodesh was a continuation of what have already started on day 25. So then I say, the Haviriya Basrai said, Meni Dusa, Afilo Hachi, Havikriya Zvesen Beresh Yacha. That's the third time on Rosh Chodesh, even though the third time didn't start on Rosh Chodesh, but it was on Rosh Chodesh that can contribute or be joined in the Tzarev to the other two. The fact that she saw a few days early, she said, "Dami seri toshuba," extra dam. But havad I come from the chilas haves and hooks of mine sosom. The gamri yachona chashuna kemayin sosom. Okay, avol mimayin pasuah kigon. She arios so he shown shavesi b'sochem nida kimas nisa. He gives it a hilchah lo boy b'dik meinis. Shari niftach mayna v'fili hiro lo tikba veses. It's a continuation of the vessels every day. Okay, so in other words, so getting back to our case, so look back now in the Rosh on top of the page. He says, we said umistaya, third line of the Rosh, umistaya mehadetan parakama afal pisha umudaya shaita tzrichlis modekas chutzman anida shel damtar barmino begamar. We just read it chutzman anida betochem anidasa ain't tzrichlis do so hani choresh lachish tamar ina shakavet lames anidasa alav yochanan. So however he answered what I only meant on a certain circle and another. However he answered, but the kasha. If Amrit im nimshach zman riosa shnayim or shosh yomim chashivi kona achas utzrich alochash kulon im ken gamrei shlokish tivdok kadesh etayda kama tzrich alif rosh mibayla the following month. Right, according to Reish Lakish, if we say that im nimshach zman riosa each day is like a new thing. So then, even according to Reish Lakish, you should continue to do a bedikah to know what's going on next month. Right, so that's the Rosh's proof. The Balamor holds like that, and so on. And here, the Rosh concludes Ein Dvar Nirin regarding the Ravid. Okay. So anyway, that's a machlokas. Here the Ravid says, "You machmer treat each day as its own vessel, like the third shita, and therefore you have to be choshesh the following month on all those days." Okay, and the Rosh disagrees. Okay, let's take a look at the Taurus Abayis in 39 by Zion Shar Gimel. He's on this Gemara. Tanan Perakam the Nida Afal Pi and the whole Yochanan Shlokish Afal Pi Shavu Da'ay Shaita and so on and so forth. So the Ikal Ameida, he quotes the same Gemara. He begins with the Gemara. The Rosh began with the sort of the decision, and he said, bring a raya from the Gemara. The Rashbo begins with the Gemara. And he says, Ikal Ameida, Ulvesh Lokish Mi Nicha, Tivdo, Da'ika Shofas, Madalafa Shlamo Shoyamim, Ahavali Kulu Yome Ria Kaona Achas, Uksha Achas, Utsricha Lokish, Ukhoz Manam Shokas Avesas, Vishain Yadua Ikar Avesas, Ibn Chiloso, Vashar Tvelo, Shem Sofa, Omtsioso Ikar. Utkila Tvelo, Mishun de Mudami Seremi Tosuba, Makhtu Vesalovo, Vim Kain, Tivdok, even according to everybody. Lama Roz Manam Shachoso, Kade Lochos, Lokos, Manam Shachoso. You have to know how long it lasts. Videre Mikan, She'ein Choshen Ela Onus Ikar Hatchaloso. No, it goes when it begins. Shahu, Sofa Ikar, and so on. So basically, the Rashbo also comes out like the. That's the Balamor. The Af Harav Ben Avram because of Raya Zuba Brayz Hashem Shem Berak Isha and the Shuhu Yichui Kesar Rishona the Tzvi Chalachos. Okay, and he said the Rav quotes it, but he holds differently. But I disagree. So these Rishonim, the Rashbo is agreeing with the Rosh and the Balamor. Similarly, the Ritva in his Kedusha on that Sugi in Nidhi Rav Man Alef, the Masahol Garcinan. He writes, "Su shaminim and Hashem kol isha shakavas vessel of a real gedola extended re'iyah. Sheshafa mixes hayom mixes halayla o yosar behefer ein lo locha shafarsh ona devesa ela haona sheba hischila riyaso o yom o layla. And so you have the shitas, and that's the. So again, Rov Rishonim hold that she, in this case, we're having extended re over a couple of days. She worries about the owner of the first re'iyah the following month. She's worried about, she has to be choshesh and separate from the owner of the first re'iyah alone. Then there's the rabbi who says that no, okay, he has to be kol's man re'iyah, so all the days. Now, what's interesting is you look at 41, the Ramban seems to have a slight variation, hence the third shita. Take a look in the Hilchas Nidah Ramban, Parak Hey Os Chaf Gimel, 41. Hai Saroa Ria Maruba, Misof Halal Atchilas Hayom. Ye Shahor Shana Choshe El Atchilas Haria, Vasur Belel Avesu Vodas Bayom, Velo Ye Roa Li Zeh Klal. Velo Ye Roa Li Zeh Klal. I don't think that she only has to worry about the beginning. Okay, I think she worries about the whole thing. So actually, it's similar to the Raivin, but even a step further, because the Raivin only says you have to be choshesh for what? For the hemshech of the time that she sees. But the Ramban seems to hold that each day mamish is like a vessel on its own, and you therefore have to be choshesh the whole day for each one of the days. Not just the time that she got the period. You follow? Now that's the Ramban. So, in other words, say it again. According to most Rishonim, again, what's our case? A woman sees for several days, which is very standard. So when do you have to be Purish the following month? What's the concern the following month? According to most Rishonim, right, the Rosh, and the Rashbo, and the Ritva, and the Balamor, most Rishonim hold that only the beginning of the owner is going to be Usher, you know, only the beginning of the owner which she started is going to be Usher the following month. And by the way, that's how we pass in Shulchan Aruch here in Sivav 42. Let's take a look at it. Simkuf Peidala Sivav. Investors Nimshach Beis or Gimel Yomim Shashofar Samos Alefes Eina Tzurcha Lifrosh Ela Ona Harishona Shalaveses The Kevin Shavu Ona Velarosa Muteres. Never mind the other days, right? So that's how the Mechaber Paskins like Rov of the Rishona. Okay, like Rov of the Rishona. Good. However. The Ravid says you do have to be concerned about all of the days, and so does the Ramban. But there's a fundamental difference, actually two differences. The Prisha points out in 43, the Prisha points out that there are two nafkaminas between the Ramban and the Rashba. Let's take a look at the Prisha here in Simkuf Peidal and Tzibil. Have questions? No, okay. I take a look at the Prisha. Okay, the Prisha says, V'chein kosav Ramban, shechoshesh l'kol yameshav, nireh, the Ramban sover kaharifin, but Umosif od usvirale shakol yom v'yom vesis v'vne atzmahu. Menafkamina, the tzorach lifrosh mena kol ha'ona ha'charona. Right? Even the last day, according to the Rav, you only have to be choshesh as long as what? As long as nimshach riyasa, as long as it was still, till that point of the day which she saw. But according to the Ramban, it's the whole rest of the day. Al derech mashal. In Meshach Vesta, Magia Chatzi Hayom, Tzorach Lifrosh Ad Halayla, okay, according to Ramban, you still have to be on the third day or fifth day, whatever number it is, you have to be choshesh the following month till when? Till the end of that day, till the evening at the end of that day, even though she only saw until midday. According to the Ramban, that is a Yom of Vesta, the whole owner, the whole 12-hour period, till the end of the day. Lafuke Harivid, you follow? So the Ramban, in this sense, is more machmir. The Ramban is saying that each day is a vesis by itself, and therefore, the whole unit of time is usher, not just up until the point where she saw. You follow? That's where the Ravid and Ramban part company, says the priest. The Ramban is more strict. Furthermore, Umasha Kosav Chain Kosav Rabban. He's kind of the language of the Tur. The Tur quotes the Rabbi. He writes Chain Kosav Rabban. Sounds like it's the exact same shita, but the Prisha is pointing out it's not exactly the same. He said the Umasha Kosav Chain Kosav Rabban. Afal Prisha Mosiv Al Diver Rabbi. Hanalaf Sukim Isoras Haravin Azrachim Arosh Shesovim Shein Al Sur Elahon Rishona. He just wants to emphasize it's Chain Kosav Rabban, and the Rabban rejects like the Rabbi does the Balamor and the Rashbo and the Rosh and the Rishbo and all that. Okay. But then he has v'yesh nafkamina gam kein b'zev. There's another nafkamina. Okay. B'masha kasha shakoyam uves v'natzol. L'inyan akira. What an uprooting it. The mitzkila rosa gimel yom retzufim. V'charkach m'pam sheni z'lorosa b'yom rishon v'ashoshi yomim. Rosa v'asheni. K'she yagia z'man ha'shlishi. L'harayved ha'kol nechshav l'ona achas. Z'tzricha lochash gam li'yom rishon still. V'asheni ken arban. Ha'mechashav kol yom l'ona b'fne atzmo. It comes out in terms of Akira, the opposite. So two nafkaminas, actually, the preacher points out, between the Rav and the Rabban. Okay? The Rav assumes that everything is one long vessus in terms of being choshes the next month, but the vessus is only extended as far as the woman actually saw dam. Right? So therefore, she only saw it till noon on the third day, or fifth day, whatever it was. It's only up until that point. But after that, the rest of the day, she's okay. Mashana came to Rabban. Each day is its own vessel, so you have to wait the entire day. The Ravid said she would not. That was the first thing. The second thing is, according to the Ravid, if she saw 3 days in a row, next month she saw just on day 2 and 3. Okay? The third one, she would still need to be choshesh for day 1 because it's one long vessel. But according to Rabban, she would not need to be choshesh the first day of the third month anymore. That's benekar. You follow? The Ravid views it as one long thing. Okay, so even though in the intervening months she didn't see on the first, but she did see on the second, so therefore the first is slept along too, because it's all one riyah. Okay, and according to the Ravid, if she saw 3 days in a row, and the next month she only saw the second and third day, the third month she would need to be, according to him, she still need to be choshesh the first day, because it's all part of the same long vessel. Hashem came according to Rabban, you would not have to be choshesh in the third month. Okay, last issue. The Taz and the Shach here on Sif Vav. The Taz is in Sikot and Tes, and the Shach is in Sikot and Tes Zion. The last two sources in this packet 44 and 45. They're both abundant by Akasha. Okay? And that is the Psak of the Mechaber. All right? Back in Sif Hay, which is source 29, back in source 29, had the Mechaber Paskin. In Regila Liros Re'ia Mikodam and Etzacham and Achan Etzacham, he Paskin like the Ravid. The Asura Belaila Uva Yom Kishir Hanim Shachba. In other words, you don't only go by the beginning. Again, what's the case? Right? She saw starting from right before Netzachama, and the Riyah continued into the Tzimzman after Netzachama. So according to the Mechaber's Psak in 29, Sifhei, in Regil Liros Riyah Mikodam Netzachama Aracha Netzachama, Asura Belaila Uva Yom Kishir Hanim Shachba. Right? Not Asura. We don't go so far as that first mandom and the Ravid that she asked the whole night and whole day, but the whole night, yeah, and into the day, as long as Shira Nimshapo, as long as the vessels lasted. Right? So he passed it like that, Shita. But here in Sivvav, here in Sivvav 42, he says, Im Nimshav Bezuk Im Yomim, right? Shishafas, Eina Tzrich Levash Ela Ono Rishon Shavas at all. And that's all. Not Kashir HaNimshachba. You follow the Kasha. Why didn't we say here too? Why did the Mechaber suddenly switch his psak? And in that sense, the Rav is consistent. The Rav says you do have to wait Shira Nimshachba. Not like the Ramban says, because each day is its own vessels, but it's one big vessels. Not each day is its own vessels, that's the Ramban. But according to the Rav, it's one big vessels. So why does the Mechaber here in Sivav Paskin, all you have to worry about is when it started? Where in Sif Hay, he didn't say all you have to worry about when it started. You have to be following the Chosh Nali when it started, but until that time, parallel time when it ended. And here he didn't say till the parallel time, because if so, it would be day 4 or 5, whatever it is, you'd have to be Choshish. And that's not how the Mechaber Paskin. You understand the steer in the Mechaber? So, in other words, bottom line is, in Sif Hay, he holds like the Ravid. And it's involved. It holds like Rover Shalom against the Ravid. I mean, that's what comes out. Now, it's not really a kasha on the Mechaber because in Sif Hay, many of the Shalom agree with the Ravid. But why is there this distinction between the, you understand the kasha? Why is there a distinction between, you know, looking at the Vessus as a unit when you had a Re'iyah that extended from before Nates till after Nates, and we look at that as one unit and say for the following month, she has to be Choshesh the night before, plus that unit, however long that unit is, however many hours into the day or minutes into the day it lasts, okay, you have to be choshesh for it. But yet over here, when the period extends over 3-4 days, and the Mechaber Pasuk, you don't have to worry the following month about 3-4 days. just the first day. You only have to concern yourself with, you know, the first day when it started, because it all goes basa tchila, right? And then a kasha. So the Taz, it's called Taz 44, right? The gam kanat in the basa salavases, right? One moment. All right, he says, the gam kanat in the basa salavases, el shemin aroi ha'alesha kan kala shoshon, come over sif hey, v'yom, kashir anim shukbo. Why didn't he say that? V'chenu da'at sarayvet, that is derived. And be'emes, b'tur b'shneim, el da'bal shulchan aruch, kriya kan l'hakel, achar shemar on rishona. So why is it suddenly the Mach Mechaber's Mekel and Sivav when he didn't apply that same logic to Sifhei? So says the Taz, the answer is as follows. With Talmud, the Gabi Dover Muad, Shanim Shech Payom, Chosh Minyan HaVesis Asmo. In Sifhei, we're talking about it when it's a Zman Muad. How long is it? A few minutes before sunrise to a few minutes after sunrise. So the whole thing, 15 minutes, I don't know, whatever it is, it's a Zman Muad. Okay, it's a Zman Muad. So therefore, when it comes to Sif Hey, the Mechaber of Paskin, it's one Re'iyah. It's one Re'iyah. Okay? It's one Re'iyah. Right? The Gabi Dabar Mu'ah, she don't know, Chosh Minyan HaVes Zasmon. Mashenu came Bekan here in Sivog. She Evshe Shetiyah Kol Re'achas. It's not one Re'iyah. It was a span of a few days. Elo Tosefes Domin. There's more Dom. The Kevish Nistalik Ikar Re'iyah Nistalik Gam Kena Tosefes. Came to Tartzim Rabbi Dibar Shohan Aruch. But basically what his answer is, in Sif Hey, it's more logical to view everything as one single Re'iyah, because it's a short span of time. It's a few minutes before Shkia, or Shkia, the Shachbar and Shkia, but I'm a few minutes before the night until a few minutes after the night. It's a short amount of time, it's Zman Mu'ad. Okay, so you can view everything as one Re'iyah, but in Sif Vav, you cannot view it as one Re'iyah, because it's just over several days. You can't call that one Re'iyah. All right, at the end, the Taz writes, where do you draw the line? I mean, I don't know. Is it, you know, okay, I can understand the difference between a few minutes and 6 days. Where is the line drawn? That's not really clear. Okay, but that's the terror the Taz gave. In Sif Hey, it was all one Re'iyah. In Sif Vav, it was not, you don't consider one Re'iyah. All right, that's why the Mechaber is Mekel, the Machmer, quote unquote, in Sif Hey, because he said, yeah, it's all one unit of time. So he holds you that one unit of time. You can't say that when we're dealing with days. It's involved. So he says, then we go only by the beginning, period. That's it. Okay? That's the Taz's Torah. The Shach, well, this is finished. The Shach and the Sifat. Tazayim says, same problem. Velo domi l'sif hei. It's not the same as sif hei. The tzvich ha-liv shon kashir, ha-nim shach bo. The ha-sam ro'a ria meruba misof ha-netzachama ad toch hayom. Ha-vakan ein ria achas. It's not one ria. It's continuing. There, it was one long re'iyah. Here, he said, not one re'iyah. It's going to be different than the Taz. Ela re'iyah shorob rishona, he tchilas ha-veses. V'chol ma'asher ha-charka dom yisayim hudu tosuba. Okay? I think he's saying is, you can't look at the days in between. In other words, when you have a re'iyah, so in the case in Sif Hey, it is one long re'iyah. She was bleeding that entire time. When it comes out over 3, 4, 5 days, she's not bleeding the entire time. Not blood pouring out of her the entire time. Right? There are interruptions. There's blood here, there's a little there. You know what I mean? In other words, there's interruptions. Okay? And therefore, each re'iyah, each additional discharge of blood is just an extension. It goes back to that first one. It goes back to the first one. It's not one long entity called a re'iyah. Right, it's as language is. Domim yiserim hu di tosuba. She has more dom, so she has to discharge it. But it's not the same. It's not a continuation of that same. It is a continuation in the sense that it's the same menstrual period. But it's not one long. It's not a re'iyah acha. It's not one long re'iyah. So therefore, everything taka goes back to the first because it's all an extension of the first. Mashenu came and said, "Hey, there is no first. There's no first. It's one." Entity, you follow the chiluk. It's if hey, there's no first that goes back to the first. The first lasted from right before an eighth to right after an eighth. That was all the first. So therefore, we have to consider that entire picture in the following month. That's a Mechaber Pasuk Sif Hey. Whereas here, where she didn't see dam continually for 5 days. That's ridiculous. And she had interruptions, and then she saw a little more. And then she, but that all roots back to the first. So we look only at the first. In other words, to put it a little differently, you can say, well, it's consistent. We always look at the first re'ir. However, in Sif Hei, what was the first re'ir? It was a re'ir that spanned a certain amount of time. So that's the first. There was no first, second, third. It was one re'ir. Hashanu came in Sif Vav. We're talking about several different re'irs. We go back to the first, we only consider the very first one, and we look at that day, not the whole Hemshech. That's how the Shach, I think that's the Shach means, that's how you answer the Kasha. Okay, so we'll stop over here. And the Mitzvah tomorrow, the Sunday, the Parsha, and Sunday. You have the next sheets, right? I think I gave out the next ones also. Okay, have a good day, everybody.